Good evening. I'm reporting from the civilian installation above Planet 1 of HIP 23759. Earlier this week, Canon Interstellar's megaship, the Gnosis, crashed into the installation run by the Xena Research Group. Fortunately, the megaship managed to miss much of the structure, but got itself wedged inextricably, and was only freed this morning just in time to make its jump to Sinuf NU-M D8-99. Some believe that the crash was a deliberate attack on the rival science organisation, the Xena Research Group. Some believe that they were low on gin and desperate to get to the many entertainments on offer at the installation, while others simply think they were asleep at the wheel. LCU, no fool like one, has agreed to make a statement on behalf of Canon Interstellar. LCU, what can you tell us?
I'm pleased to say that the Gnosis is on its way. We tried everything to get it shifted. Del Monte's oil, Starbeaver's special butter. In the end, we covered it in washing up liquid, and after a bit of wiggling to and forth, we're able to free it up.
Yes, we can see that it's gone. But what can you tell us about the accident?
Oh yes, it's very regrettable. But fortunately, nobody was seriously injured. No use crying over spilled milk, eh? Come join us at Sinurf, and we can give you an all-expenses-paid visit to the brain trees.
I think what our listeners want to know is how this accident happened.
Oh, you know, accidents happen. Boys will be boys.
The public deserve to know the truth.
Very well. Our newest member of the Canon Council, Commander Classic, was most insistent that he should have a turn at piloting the Gnosis.
Was he?
I advised against it, but he was so insistent that we let him have a go. And before we knew what was happening, the ship had wedged itself into the installation.
So, that's your story.
If you ask me, I think he'd been drinking. Probably asleep at the wheel.
I've heard that it was your incompetence that led to the crash.
I don't recall being on the bridge that day. In fact, I believe I was at the Woking Pizza Express.
Well, we've acquired a leaked recording of the events of that day.
Oh.
Let's have a listen, shall we?
Wake up!
What?
Wake up!
What?
Oh, my gin! What's the meaning of this, Paolo? I told you there was a problem with that orbit you plotted. I told you not to question my orders.
Well, it looks like we're heading straight for something in our orbit, and we don't have enough Delta V to get out of the way.
Get out of my way. I can deal with this. This is the commander of the Gnosis megaship, calling the vessel in orbit of Planet 1. Please move to a new orbit immediately as we're coming in.
No, you move.
I beg your pardon. I repeat, this is the Canon megaship, the Gnosis. We're approaching your orbit, and you need to move immediately.
Gnosis megaship, please change your course.
Listen, you jumped up little woman. This is the Gnosis megaship of the Canon Interstellar Research Group. You have 35 million tons of indium, computer components, and tea rapidly approaching your orbit. I suggest you start your engines and get out of the way immediately.
Jumped up little woman indeed. This is a civilian orbital installation. We don't have any engines. I suggest you move out of the way.
Oh bugger.
Who am I talking to?
Classic. Commander Classic. Paolo, fetch Commander Classic, quick as you can. Please stand by. Permission to dock?
No, you don't have permission to dock. So get that heap of crap out of here.
Ah, Commander Classic. So glad you could join us.
What's going on, eh, bud?
As the newest member of the Council, you have the privilege, indeed the honour, of piloting the Gnosis into orbit.
Are you sure? I've never flown anything about this big before.
I've never been more sure of anything in my life. Please, take the seat.
Proximity alert.
What's going on? I just sat
brace
down.
Brace for impact. Brace. Brace. Hull group. Decks 7 and 8. Gin spillage. Deck 4.
Oh, Classic. You are in a great deal of trouble now.
Well, there we have it. It seems that this accident was, in fact, your fault.
Nonsense. You can quite clearly hear that Classic was in the pilot's chair at the time of the accident, and I am entirely blameless.
He was only in the chair for a second.
It's amazing how quickly that man can mess things up.
You were snoring in the pilot's chair just before the accident.
That's simply not true. I have a medical condition. Ever since the bubble invasion by the Thargoids, I've been unable to snore, so it couldn't have been me.
You set the course. It's your fault that the ship crashed.
This is fake news. The interview is over. Powell O, how many people will we have to dose with Hexedit to make them forget this? There can't be more than a dozen people listening to that station.
I can still hear you, you fool.
What? I thought I hung up on you.
Our mics are live.